It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin universities have their own unique requirements when it comes to emergency response plans. Those rules were put to the test during the COVID-19 public health crisis, but what role can partnerships play? And is there a blueprint to improve the response to a future public health crisis? Join in this discussion, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Matthew Jewell is an associate professor of materials science and biomedical engineering at UW Eau Claire. Matt, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Shereen. Great to be with you again.
Before we get to the study's findings, I'm curious to get your take on this. Why should the UW system be considered a resource during public health emergencies? What's the basis for that?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And I think two important answers to that. The first is that within UW system, we have this idea called the Wisconsin idea, which is simply that the boundaries of the university should be the boundaries of the state, that the work we do at public universities in Wisconsin should benefit the entire state. And so it's natural and important, and as we do our research and our outreach, that we'd be thinking about how is this going to benefit our community. And so also in times of crisis, we see it as part of our mission and our job to think about how can the work we do on campus be benefiting the state overall, the communities that we live in and have the campuses in. And then the second thing I would say is that, frankly, there's a lot of expertise at the UW system campuses. There are a lot of experts in all kinds of things that were important during the pandemic, wastewater and groundwater testing and public administration and communication and all sorts of things that, frankly, in a crisis should be put to use to benefit everyone and not just our campus communities. So for both of those reasons, we wanted to kind of sit down and evaluate how well did we do during the last pandemic here, during the crisis we just went through. And hopefully we don't see another event like that in the near future. But when the next crisis does come, how can we maybe be a little bit more thoughtful and intentional about making sure that we're using those resources to their best effect everywhere in the state?
What are the emergency planning requirements for Wisconsin universities? Take us through that a little bit.
Well, I think especially pre-pandemic, they varied a great deal. I would say different campuses had very different levels of emergency preparedness, different types of plans in place for how they're going to handle different scenarios. Of course, you can't predict something like the pandemic. Different emergencies might look like chemical spills, you know, active shooter situations, or a health emergency. And so you can't have a sort of uniform response to everything. But what you can have are some of the people in place, some of the resources in place to make sure that you can respond effectively and quickly when the time comes. And importantly, as I'm sure we'll talk about here further, importantly, having the relationships existing with some of those community partners so that those can be activated and utilized. And that was a key finding of our study, that to the extent that UW system schools and community partners worked well together during the pandemic, it was primarily when there were existing relationships. There was already some kind of collaboration established. There was already some kind of back and forth. And then people knew each other well enough and trusted each other well enough and understood, you know, the value that the university could provide the community or vice versa, that then those things really were effective. And where those relationships didn't exist beforehand, frankly, there wasn't a lot of collaboration. There are lots of examples of UW system resources going unused during the pandemic in different communities around the state because there just weren't those existing ties.
We're talking about how universities across the state respond to public health emergencies and the ways that the response can be improved in the future. UW Eau Claire Professor Matt Jewell is a co-author of a new report, Implementing the Wisconsin Idea During Crisis. Your colleague interviewed UW system staff about their experiences during this period. How do the staff feel that the U.S. system responded to the pandemic?
Yeah, I think, first, a lot of great stories came out of that. Lots of good examples of UW system schools very rapidly and nimbly standing up vaccination and testing sites all over the state, some of those for campus personnel and some for entire communities. Great examples of people making PPE. In fact, this is what got me into this study in the first place, is one of my colleagues here at UW Eau Claire, as the rest of us all went work from home in March of 2020. He instead sat alone in a lab here on campus and was 3D printing visors for face masks for local hospital personnel. And there are other examples of that as well around the state that we detail in the report. And so there's examples like that that kind of got us interested in this in the first place of where else is this happening. So there are a lot of good examples of that happening, and then also some real challenges. Lots of UW schools reported, as you can imagine, feeling like there was a lack of resources and personnel, or we're not staffed up to handle large emergencies on a short-term basis. Was difficult to meet sometimes campus needs and needs in the community. And of course, the environment changed so rapidly, hard to be nimble and stay on top of things. And also maybe also challenges with communication, of being able to get out the necessary information at the right time. So all those things were a challenge for the campuses and their community partners.
You interviewed staff at healthcare systems throughout the state, and I'm curious what response strategies hospital staff found most effective.
Yeah, this was really interesting for me. I did indeed have a chance to go around and talk with a number of hospital systems around the state, larger systems and some smaller ones as well in rural areas. And so it was very interesting to hear their response. And I'll just say maybe to your listeners, if you know a doctor or a nurse or a hospital administrator or worker, please take them out for lunch and sit them down and ask them to talk through their experience over the last couple of years when they're emotionally ready to do that. Very interesting to hear all the things that they've been through. Again, a lot of creativity and nimbleness reported there. A lot of very creative uses of hospital space, of modifying HVAC systems, of even building bed frames with 2x4 lumber to handle influxes of patients. Good examples of competitors within the healthcare industry, setting aside those competitive impulses and working together to get things out. Of course, standing up again, testing vaccination sites, helping out public health departments. So a lot of real positives there. And then as well, just like with UW system, a lot of challenges. Some hospitals reported struggling to sort of convince their communities that this was a real public health crisis that needed a stronger response. A real challenge with sharing and aggregating and using all the data that came out of COVID-19, all of the information about who was sick and how badly and how long they were in the hospital and all these things that are really important for managing the public health crisis. Very difficult to get that and use that in a good way. Challenges with nursing homes, who of course had their own challenges during COVID-19, sometimes those nursing homes didn't want to accept a patient back who was COVID positive, and so then the hospitals became sort of the quarantine site of last resort. And at one point, the Wisconsin Hospital Association estimated that 700 beds, which is almost 5% of our total hospital capacity in Wisconsin, was being used just by patients who were essentially just in quarantine and recovering and didn't need a hospital level of care, but had to do that anyway. And just one more I'll add. Mm-hmm. Hospitals really reported that they struggled sometimes to deal with and respond to misinformation in the community, information that people were bringing to them that was just not accurate about the health crisis. Mm-hmm. And the health situation. And some doctors and nurses feeling overwhelmed or like, this is not our job, or we're not well trained to sort of combat this, but it was there and had to sort of deal with it in the moment.
You also found that hospitals and government regulators worked together to waive or relax regulations to respond more quickly to the pandemic. Can you give some examples of that?
Yes. So there are many examples around, for example, PPE requirements, staffing requirements in hospitals, what sort of data needs to be reported out about patients, things that can be very time consuming. And so hospitals at different points asked for some flexibility on those regulations. And in general, as you say, we found that regulators were quite receptive and willing to provide some flexibility there. And a really interesting question now going forward, and a point for some UW system collaboration, is which of those flexibilities should maybe be continued? Which of those flexibilities should be maintained and actually would be, you know, healthier approaches in the long run, versus which should be rolled back and you know, return to sort of a status quo environment? And that would be a great place for UW system to get involved in terms of doing some of the underlying research, examining the long-term health outcomes of making those changes. Would be a great avenue for some collaboration.
Circling back to the UW system, what role does the system play in monitoring the spread of COVID-19?
Yeah, we did not, on a statewide basis, have an official roles. You know, we were not a state agency that had this as a primary directive, but got very involved on two bases. First of all, when you think about the UW system communities around the state, a number of them are modest-sized communities, and the UW system school that's there, whether that's UW-Platteville or UW-Stout in Menominee or take your pick, a lot of times that campus community is a pretty significant fraction, or it's a large population base in the community, meaning that the data that campuses were able to generate, and as well as the response they were able to make, the vaccinations and testing they were able to do, represented a significant fraction of the community response. So that's an important part here too, just to recognize that in a lot of communities, especially as you get outside Madison and Milwaukee, UW system schools are an important community partner. And so the data they generate and what they learn about COVID-19 is going to be important for their communities. Matt and then the other thing to be said there is that we also at UW system schools have a lot of local experts who understand groundwater monitoring, air quality monitoring, these sort of things. And of course, those expertise, that expertise also exists in public health departments and things like that around the state. But in several cases, it was helpful for UW system faculty personnel to be able to come alongside and assist or help scale up some of those things so that there could be more robust examples of that happening. I think probably you're well aware that this wastewater monitoring was one, you know, interesting thing that came out of COVID-19, that in fact it could be detected in the wastewater often before it was really evident that it was in the population. And so mm-hmm. there are examples mm-hmm. of UW system schools helping to scale up those sort of efforts.
Yeah, very interesting. Matt Jewell is an associate professor of materials science and biomedical engineering at UW Eau Claire. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We continue our discussion on a report that examines the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Join in on this discussion on potential ways to improve the crisis response in the future. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Matt Jewell is an associate professor of materials science and biomedical engineering at UW Eau Claire. Matt, you say UW campuses and healthcare systems relied on existing partnerships in their response to the pandemic. When you look at it now, how can those partnerships be improved when it comes to addressing a future public health crisis?
Yeah, that's a really important question, Shereen, and really was one of the core recommendations that came out of our report. And just to give a little context, it's important to recognize that we, meaning UW system, but also the state of Wisconsin, we can't be on a sort of hair trigger alert level for the next crisis at all times. In other words, at some level, there's always going to have to be some sort of scale up or response to something after it happens. At the same time, what can we do to be better prepared now and in a sustainable way, in a way that's you know, going to allow us to have resources in place for years? And we really think that a key thing there are these relationships between the UW system schools and the various community partners that we rely on. So as an example, when we talk about things like wastewater or air quality monitoring, to the extent that individual faculty members, departments, or schools can establish those relationships with their municipal partners and have ongoing research projects, which of course are part of our everyday work that we do here at the university, to work with students and do that kind of research. To the extent that we can have those projects ongoing during sort of regular times, if you like, then that relationship and that capability and that understanding of the capabilities of the UW system school, they're there and can be activated more easily. So that's a really important thing we try to think about, is how can we get those sort of potential emergency response resources into what is just sort of the normal workflow of university life and community life. And similarly, here at UW Eau Claire, we saw a really nice example with our partnership with Mayo Clinic Health System, which is here in Eau Claire and through Western Wisconsin. And there's real resources and incentives for UW-Eau Claire faculty members to develop research projects and research collaborations with Mayo Clinic doctors and researchers there. And that, again, then allows for these sort of established relationships to be there so that they can be utilized. I think one of our interviewees said something along the lines of, you don't want to be handing out business cards in an emergency. And the point is you have to sort of know who you can turn to before the fact, and that helps out a great deal. A second thing I would add is that we also found it really helps to have some visible and outward-facing outreach centers at the schools around the state. So here at UW-Eau Claire, we have the Material Science and Engineering Center, which does a great deal of industrial outreach, does testing and works with companies around the region. Over at Oshkosh, they have the Environmental Research and Innovation Center, which does a lot of ongoing work with companies and organizations in the Fox Valley there. And they were able then to scale it up and utilize that during COVID. And down at Madison, there's institutes like the Granger Center, the Granger Engineering Center, that was able to print PPE and help with needs in that area. And so having those centers, which are already community-facing, which already have a community-focused mission, those then become natural collection points for making sure that university resources are getting disseminated and used by the community during a time of crisis.
You recommend that universities create a searchable database of employees and their skill sets. And I like what you said, you don't want to be handing out a business card in the middle of an emergency like this. But if other agencies like hospitals or local governments even would want to create a searchable database, do you see a benefit in that?
Yes, absolutely. And it was interesting we just did a very brief sort of internet survey of the different UW system schools, and we won't name any names here on the air, but some did a much better job of this than others. Some already have those sort of databases or indexes available where you can essentially type in a need or a specialty and you see what resources the campus has, and others did not do that as well. So within UW system, for sure, we could do a better job of that. And as you say, at the community level too, different hospital systems, for example, are very different and have very different in-house capabilities. And so what a hospital in one community might have available in terms of expertise and resources might look very different from another. So to the extent that we can get some of that online and indexed and available for easy searching, then yes, of course, that's going to be a helpful thing.
We're talking about tangible ways that state colleges and healthcare systems can improve crisis response with reflections on the COVID-19 pandemic. UW-Eau Claire Professor Matt Jewell is an author of a new report, Implementing the Wisconsin Idea During Crises. Before the pandemic, Matt, how much did universities know about the weaknesses in their response plans? Were they aware that there were gaps?
I think probably varies by campus. Certain campuses, including I think locally here in Eau Claire, there's a relatively strong backbone of emergency preparedness in terms of sort of tabletop exercises with local emergency officials and campus personnel in place who have the responsibility of helping the campus to respond to an emergency. So a lot of those things were in place. But it's also true, and I think everyone around the state would recognize that COVID-19 was an extraordinary emergency and a very different sort of emergency situation from what a lot of people might expect a community to go through. And so it certainly stress tested the system in a significant way. So I think every community and every UW system school would acknowledge that there are ways to be better prepared.
Hindsight's 2020, right? How much of the responses could have been known ahead of time?
Yeah, I think certain things in terms of having resources in place or having better financial flexibility, let's say, to make emergency purchases. There are things like that we could have probably known in advance. Other things I think would have been difficult to predict. I mentioned before about the hospitals struggling with sort of how to deal with some of the misinformation they would hear from people in their community. And I think that's the sort of thing that's actually quite difficult to think about ahead of time or know exactly how that's going to manifest itself and how to respond to it. So there's always going to be some element of having to respond on the fly and utilize what's sort of at your disposal. But we can, I think every campus and every community around the state can take some time to reflect on sort of where they are and what are sustainable things that they can be doing to prepare better.
How urgent is it that hospitals be preparing for another health crisis? And should it be urgent? Is this something that this is going to happen in the future, or are we just thinking maybe it might?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a medical expert. I don't know how likely it is that we will continue to see whether it's waves of COVID-19 or other new health emergencies. What I would say is that it's clear that health systems are still under a great deal of stress from the existing crisis we just went through. There's still a lot of burnout, a lot of staffing challenges, for example. So I think hospitals are still very much in recovery mode, from what I can tell. So I think this sort of project of having a more robust ecosystem, let's call it, of resources in place to respond to the next emergency, I think that's going to be a long-term project. I think they already, I'm sure, have some sense of a few things they can do better, but I think it's a project of years and not months to put some of these things in place.
Matt, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your research with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Shireen. Appreciated it, and take care.
You too. Matt Jewell is an associate professor of materials science and biomedical engineering at UW Eau Claire. Earlier, we spoke with Sam Larson, deputy director of the Whitburn Center for Governance and Policy Research at UW Oshkosh. The center has a new study examining how local governments can better support the socially vulnerable during disasters. Both reports can be found on our program page, WPR.org/mornings. I'm Shireen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.